I still remember it was 2016, actually at the end of 2015, me and my husband were having conversations about starting this podcast. Yes, almost 10 years ago. And baby, when I tell you, we didn't know what we were doing. I didn't know what equipment to buy. There were so many aspects of it that I was just like, how are we going to approach this podcast? What is the name of the podcast? Now, jump forward 10 years later, we have a very successful award-nominated podcast and businesses that we run because of us doing this. Now, mind you, there were so many learning curves, but one thing that made our learning of how to do all the things we've been doing in our business has been Shopify. That's right. When we took our brand and made it into an e-commerce business, baby, Shopify made it so easy to get from step A to step Z. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like Mattel, as well as our own Mama Likes, to brands just getting started, because we are still just getting started. Accelerate your efficiency, whether you're uploading new products or trying to improve existing ones. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert, world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. Tackle all the important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. No need to save multiple websites or try to figure out what platform is hosting the tool you need. Everything in one place, making your life easier and your business operation even smoother. And did I explain that iconic purple shop pay button? Okay, well, I didn't. That's used by millions of businesses around the world, okay? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. It also helps boost conversion, meaning less carts going abandoned and more sales for you. It's time to turn what ifs into cha-ching with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/argue. Go to shopify.com/argue. That's shopify.com/argue. Cha-ching!
What's happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and my other host...
Oh, wow. You kicked it over to me so fast. I appreciate it with your fine self in this outfit. He know I like this outfit. This essentials. Fear God. I fear that thing. Guess what I fear? You look like a monster.
Angel.
Yes. My name is Angel. And I like when you call my name. Okay. My name is Angel Tanksley because I'm married to this fine man right here. I also go by Angel Lakita Moore. That's my maiden name. That is also my name for television and film. But most people know me as That Chick Angel from my online presence. And I appreciate you regardless of how you know me. We are going on tour. Okay? So we're going to jump right to that. We're going on tour. This is our second tour. Mm-hmm. We toured in 2024. We're back now in 2026. Or maybe we toured in 2023. Excuse me. We're back in 2026. And we are so excited to go be face-to-face with people who listen to our podcast or are a fan of our online content. And let me tell you what you be getting from this tour if you come see us. You're getting a lot of audience interaction. This is not, unlike this show where we do all the talking and we get to interact only with our Patreon. No. On tour.
We talking to your ass.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
All up in your business.
We also have a lot of audience participation stuff. If you were a fan of my show, Crafts and Cocktails, get ready because you're going to get to see it live. If you've been a fan of any iteration of Tasting with Tank, get ready because we're going to be having some people tasting with Tank. And is it going to cause an argument? Absolutely. Yeah. And you're going to help us decide who is the winner of these arguments. Obviously, it will be me. But you know what? You can try to help my husband out. You can try.
Unanimously, I won the last one.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did. Everybody was like, hey, you done lost your mind.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Y'all anyway, was there. Y'all remember.
We have the links to all of our shows in the show notes as well as in the description of this YouTube video because this podcast is also available on YouTube. We will be in Chicago on June 1st, Atlanta on June 3rd, LA on June 5th. Then on June 23rd, we'll be in Philadelphia and we close it off in Washington, D.C., that Chocolate City on June 24th. So this is a 5-day, 5-city tour. So don't miss out. We might come back out later in the year to some of our other cities we didn't get to, such as Houston, such as New York. But right now, that's all we're doing. And if we don't sell these tickets, we ain't going on tour later on this year.
We ain't.
And thank you to our first sponsor, who you already heard from, Shopify. I'll tell you about our other sponsor, BetterHelp, later on in the podcast today. What's been going on with you, you fine, fine man? Marcus knows I love this outfit. Do you not?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think I love you in this outfit?
I don't know. I'm particularly not a fan. This is okay because it's kind of like a, almost like a long sleeve t-shirt. I'm not a fan of like sweater, like sweatshirts. Angel loves the way I look in them. I'm just not a big fan of them. Like I hate hoodies. You ain't gonna never see me. If you see me in a hoodie is because I'm promoting that specific person's hoodie. Because I own hoodies, but it's only because I was supporting somebody's business. I don't like hoodies. I like a jacket, like a zip up. I need a zipper. But sweatshirts, this is the closest I'll come to a sweatshirt. Any thicker than this, like the material, I'm like, nah.
I like you in it. And I'm sorry to those who's saying this is buffering for y'all. I like you in it because it really shows off your size well. It shows off how broad your shoulders actually are and how broad your upper back is. Shows, for some reason, it shows your height really well. Excuse me. You just look like a massive building. And I like it. I like it a lot.
How you doing, Angel?
Doing good. Looking at you. Stay there right now. Why does my, it's so
Why
funny.
Why is it buffering?
I don't know. They said, but no, some people said it ain't. But
oh, okay.
Why don't you enjoy that I enjoy your visuals?
I don't enjoy.
But you be like, Angel, stop. No, drink it up. Drink it up.
How are you doing?
I told you I'm doing real good looking at you. Real mighty fine. I do have a headache. And, you know, I don't do well with those.
No, you don't.
But I'm pushing through. I'm telling you. Hold on. Let me get my dress from up under me. There we go. And so that's why I had to wear this little cute little dress because you were looking so cute. I said, nah, I don't want to be that person where they're like, huh, he must really just like her personality.
No, I literally threw on something. I wanted to wear something comfortable, but also I saw I was going to be a little cooler today.
Mm-hmm.
Quick thing. I thought this most of my life. What was I going to say? The difference between the way men and women dress, you would think the whole stereotype would be opposite. Like women are able to take colder temperatures than men. Because y'all stuff is more revealing than men. The only way, I used to think about it at church. Like when I was a kid, I'd go to church, it'd be cold. I would have on a suit, a shirt under that suit, a t-shirt under that shirt, under the suit. I have on a coat, pants, shoes. Then I look at my sister, my cousins, they got on dresses. They may have on a coat, but they leg, not that they legs are exposed, but if it's windy, there's a breeze going up that dress. It's like, and I'd be thinking, how would they not? I'm freezing, right? This is in Kentucky. It'd be getting cold. I'm like, it's windy and I'm freezing. How are they able to take that? And I thought about it again. I've thought about it many times. But again, we was at the event this weekend. We outside. They had an event for the fundraiser for the school. Just so happened, we outside, they had cigars and everything. So I'm out there, and as we sitting there talking, or whatever, got my cigar, and I'm like, this ain't smoke coming out of my mouth. This is my breath. It's cold out here. And then look around, the women I was talking to, you, everybody had their shoulders out. All the women had their shoulders out, arms out. and it's cold. Like, I got on, I'm not a cold nature person. I got on a suit.
So then the stereotype is right.
What?
We're more comfortable in colder temperatures. No, the clothing matches the, because what are you saying the stereotype I'm saying, is?
Oh, you know, the women are cold. Let me take my jacket off, cover you up because you're cold. Like, the women are more fragile. The women are this, you know, the man
that stereotype. I was like, this.
And I'm just like, no, in almost every situation, it's like they got to put up with more harsh shit than we do as men. Like,
yeah, we typically run hotter than men. And I don't know if that's our reproductive system or just our hormones that keep us hotter.
Yeah.
Even the way we store fat, I think, has to do with why we run hotter.
Yeah. Because, you know, you always got the, you know, Chico, you got to take your jacket off and wrap up. Why ain't she got on something hot? Like, why is that the whole thing? I'm like, we out here fully clothed and y'all got something you know with your what? Shoulders I and backs
think,
out.
I think after we are no longer teenagers, I feel like we be the ones running hot. I feel like young girls be like, I'm cold.
What about them? We were young. I remember seeing my sister and cousins and my friends like at church with their arms out, and it's cold. It's a winter day.
Listen.
Their legs, their ankles is exposed to this snow on the ground.
Once I reproduct, start working.
It ain't once. This was young. I thought this as a child. Remember seeing my uncles. I dressed up in trench coats, and my granny, they got on the slip.
I've ran hot for a long time. I have never been able to wear a coat in the mall.
I could when I was younger.
I say younger, I mean
like in my teens.
Couldn't as a teen. It used to piss me off that I knew I had to wear a coat to get from the parking lot into the mall because of the snow. As soon as I get in the mall, I'd be wanting to throw that coat in the trash.
Yeah, it's been times. Yeah, when I was a teen in Kentucky, I would wear a coat because it would be freezing cold outside. And then I get in there and I would just ask for a bag from one of the random stores.
Mm-hmm. So you can put
top of that, made it look like that I've been shopping.
Yeah, I just got me a little
something.
You know
what I'm saying? A little something. What you up here for, girl? I don't know what made me think of that. Oh, because I said I wanted to dress comfortable. And I knew it'd be cooler today.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's a reminder of whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Now listen, life comes with all of the twists and turns, the ups and downs. Some days you feel amazing and other days you feel overwhelmed. And whatever keeping you up at night, listen, it could feel like the most difficult thing to go through all on your own and to figure out. But the truth is, no one, and I mean no one, has all of the answers. So there's no reason why anyone should do the journey by themselves. So having somebody with you that can listen to you, understand what you're going through, and support you, it can make your life so much better and make all the difference. I definitely have things that give me angst, that give me worry, whether it's career, whether it's, you know, uncertainties about what my son's futures will look like. And let me tell you, having someone that can help me work through those things. I remember I literally was about to have a panic attack when my son went on his first out-of-state trip. And I was like, wait, if I'm doing this now, how am I going to survive when it's time for him to go off to college? And the way I got help was talking to my therapist. That's how I was able to figure out how to deal with those type of moments that I have and to be able to be a functioning human being, right? Now, this is why we're so excited to tell you about BetterHelp, especially during Mental Health Awareness Month, okay? Because we want you to check in on yourself. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and they are fully licensed. BetterHelp also has a therapist match commitment. What they have you do is fill out a questionnaire to help identify what your needs are and what your preferences are. And they have over 12 plus years experience and industry leading match fulfillment rate. So they try to get it right the first time. And if for some reason it's not the right match the first time, you can switch therapists at any time from their match recommendations, right? And they have so many client reviews. They have over 30,000 therapists. They are the world's largest online therapy platform, and they serve over 6 million people globally. They have a 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based on 1.7 million client reviews. So listen up. You don't have to be on the journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/argue. That's betterhelp.com/argue. We're going to do a segment we haven't done in a long time. So we're going to see how it go.
All right.
Hot Tanksley Take.
Okay.
It's when my husband does a rant
mm-hmm.
about something that he has no idea what it's going to be. His spiritual gift of complaining about some shit is still.
I just give my opinion. People see it as complaining.
Oh,
I can give my opinion on anything.
You don't ever have nice opinions.
Yeah, I do.
Though.
Got nice opinions all the time.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
It is his spiritual gift. He knows how to rant. And you know, did you know that that's like a technique of how to write jokes?
No, I don't know nothing about writing jokes.
A good technique for thoughts to get your thoughts started on writing a joke is writing out all the things you hate, as well as writing about all the things you love, because those things you have a very clear perspective on.
Mm-hmm.
So especially if it's something that you hate, your observation of why you hate it is usually comical to someone.
Mm.
If that makes sense. All
right, there's a reason that you came up with this topic today. I'm waiting to hear it.
No.
Oh.
No. Because we're getting ready. We're getting ready to tour. So
hey,
we bring
you know
it back.
I'll be ready for the tour.
And we bring it back. Oh.
Bring it back. That's what I did on tour. I would just, y'all throw me a topic.
I know. You used to love that.
Freestyle. This what Kevin and me doing all week? This is nothing.
Is that what you thought?
Comedy tour? Psh. Do all that whining and crying. Y'all got it easy.
All right. So, I don't know if I want to do it, but we're going to do it. I want to hear your rant on touring.
Touring?
Yeah.
Chew rash. You hear me? First of all, you exhausted. All right. You hopping around from city to city. You exhausted. But none of that matters because the person that came to see you, it ain't their fault that your ass is exhausted. So now I got to stand in line. I got to put on a smile for y'all after we done rushed to the hotel, got an hour and a half of sleep, and then carried all this shit to the venue because we ain't got enough money to have people carry it for us. And then y'all see us. Hey, Angel. Hey, Tank. But it usually ain't, hey, Tank. It's, where's Angel at? I'd be like, kiss my ass. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Now I got a smile on your face and act like I want to be here, which I do, but I'd rather be asleep in this moment and get enough rest to get in front of you. But I can't do that. I got to pretend and be like, hey, hey, and take pictures and shit. And then I got to get on stage and come with all this goddamn energy that I do not have. I ain't got that energy. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm standing up there and I'm doing it. And now I see myself, and you know, I do the little things. I got the cool, calm, and clap back. Clap back is back there like, man, just tell all these people, kiss your ass and get off stage. And then cool, calm is like, I agree. That's what be going through my mind sometimes.
I agree. Why they gotta kiss your ass?
Because I'm exhausted at this point. None of us do well when we this tired. And then we got to truly bring the energy, because fact of the matter is, the energy that I get has to come from y'all. If y'all ain't got no energy, I ain't gonna have no energy. It's a double-edged sword. And then all that's before we get off the stage after the performance. Then we get off the stage, and that's usually we got to come out and meet y'all because we want to meet y'all. We love to meet y'all. But in that moment, I'm still tired. I'm still tired. So then we come down off stage, and I'm still smiling, and I'm still and all of that. And then on top of that, I got to deal with her ass. We actually toured really good.
Yeah.
I thought that would be the worst part of it, but it wasn't. This is because I told y'all I used to sit in the airport and watch couples travel. Usually couples traveling are arguing. That would be my greatest entertainment because they would be so pissed and saying the worst things to each other over which direction they're going to go in the airport. It'd be so entertaining. I'm like, they hate each other in this moment just because he wanted to go left and she wanted to go right. They both wrong. Southwest is that way. Second part, it's finding something to eat. Y'all, I try to eat clean. I don't want to have to eat horrible, but if I eat horrible, I want it to be good. Everybody was going on and on about Harold's, because I said Harold's. They didn't like that.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know what the hell you were talking about when you
Harold's.
Said Harold's.
So we ordered some Harold's. They said, oh, no, you ain't supposed to order Harold's. You're supposed to go get it. You're supposed to eat it there. We ordered this damn Harold's. I was disappointed. I'm probably getting my ass whooped saying that. I don't care. I was disappointed.
We're going to try again.
We're going to try it again. And don't tell me, oh, but you got to go to this one. If it's good, it's good. I shouldn't have to go to no specific location. They all got the same goddamn menu and recipe. Touring.
Ladies and gentlemen, hot takes, Lee Take. Hot takes, Lee Take. Oh, yeah, I brought up. Oh, yeah, thank you, Apple Jacks. Where you been? I ain't seen your name up over here in a long time.
And y'all, I'm always cool for two. I love meeting y'all. I'm just fronting.
No, he does enjoy the audience really on our tours. He does.
I really do. Even meeting y'all, I don't care how tired I am. Indiana and Lexington, I was sick, extremely sick. But just getting y'all's energy, none of that mattered in that moment.
I brought up on Here's the Thing.
Yeah, Applejack, where the hell you been?
I brought up on Here's the Thing how I had me a fat girl day when your mama was here.
Yeah,
I said, I went to Chick-fil-A, and I was like, I said, before I went, I called my husband. I said, hey, babe, you want any Chick-fil-A minis, because I'm going to Chick-fil-A. And my husband said, no, I'm going to make something here, because it's during the week.
During the week. You know,
he
does
clean eating. And I said, well, I know who wants chicken minis. I ain't even going to call her. I get my mother-in-law chicken minis, and because we let my son stay home, it was a Monday, I got him chicken minis. It was a fat girl day, so I ordered, I should say big girl day. I ordered 10 chicken minis for myself, 10 for my mother-in-law, 10 for my son. I then went to Starbucks. Now, I did get me a fruit cup. I didn't get the hash browns. Then I went to Starbucks, and I got my refresher, and I got my mother-in-law, her, as she calls it, cinnamon toast crunch. I go home. I eat me like 2 or 3 minis, and now my minis are sitting on the countertop. I see my husband walk past my box, pop a chicken mini in. And I was like, huh, okay.
Because it was a thought process.
It's one.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's just one.
And then.
Still got to work out.
I see him walk past again and get another. And so that's what I make the comment of, I could have gotten you chicken minis. I asked you if you wanted them, and you said, well, I didn't want them, but I figure since they're here.
They right there on the table. I know she ain't going to eat all of them.
I was.
You wasn't.
It was going to be my big girl day.
You still didn't eat all of them.
I finished what was left.
No, you didn't. Then whose did I throw away that sat there for days?
Probably your mother's.
Well, I ate some of hers too.
Yeah, your mother, I don't think, ate all 10. You already know little Marcus ate his. Oh, but no, I smashed the rest of mine that you left me.
Yeah. But, you know, people was going to be in town. I knew we was going to be going out to dinner and all that. I was like,
that's
you know what?
That's what he said. He said, you know, people in town, I'm going to eat bad.
I'm going to eat bad because we ain't going to go somewhere where it's like, well, let me make a healthy cut. No, I'm going to be sitting there hungry and everybody eating. People going to want to get a drink. I said, hell with it.
You know what? From now on, when people are in town, we're going to make a conscious effort to cook so that you can eat healthy if it's during the week.
Ain't nobody doing that bullshit, James. Shut up. Cook for all these damn people.
Why?
I need to come up with some bullshit.
Well, listen, especially if
we
it's
ain't
warm.
Doing that. No, with people coming out here, ooh, let me go here. That's one of the big reasons. But they like, let's go get some of this
restaurant
food.
No, but if
food.
You put stuff on the grill, they're going to be excited about that.
Who says I'm doing that?
You would put stuff on the grill?
I might.
Okay.
When Jamie say, oh my God, all the food has been great. Nobody doing that. Jesus. Look, put stuff on the grill. When I put stuff on the grill, Angel don't even help no more. Angel be...
Why would I help? There's nothing for me to do.
Sides.
I do. I make the sides in the house. I just don't like doing the cabbage outside because
I don't mind doing the cabbage. I tell you it all the time. I got the cabbage. No, no, I won't do it. Because you do too much with the cabbage. Nope. It don't take that much.
Well, make up your mind of if I don't help or do help. Because I do. I cook whatever is going to be cooked inside. Marcus has been making all of these statements about me here recently. Some that have not even made any sense.
They all make sense.
Wait a minute.
They all make sense.
A comment he said to my son the other day that I said, what?
I don't even know what it was.
Well, first of all, he equated an attribute to me that did not make any sense.
Yeah, it didn't.
Well, what did you say?
I said, hold up. Oh, what was we talking about?
I'm trying to remember. And I was like, please tell me a time that I've ever done that. And he's like, you see the dishwasher. Like it, like something that had
nothing.
Didn't
make no sense whatsoever.
And he kept going. I was like, that's not, you know, you can call me stubborn. And there could be truth to that statement.
You stubborn as hell.
You can call me bossy, and there could be truth to that.
Extremely.
You could call me a harsh.
Very.
And there could be truth. There could be truth to that. But then there are certain things where it's just like, who the fuck are you talking about?
You do it with me too, though.
What do I?
You ain't gonna call a lucid ever.
Oh, lucid is definitely the overarching way that you would describe me. How do I ever describe you where it's not? Like, what attribute have I given you that is not?
You do it all the time. Angel, I don't be listening to you.
This is what I mean. He is attributing an attribute.
I was messing with it. I was just like, yeah, see your mama. And I just threw out some random. She was like, what? And I was like, yeah. And also when I said something else, then I said, and you know, she didn't know it was an air fryer.
I was like, what?
And you just.
Yeah. Laughing. Marcus talking about I attribute attributes to him that aren't.
Oh, you do. You definitely do.
This is literally example of what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Because mine be going in one ear and out the other. I don't be paying no attention.
This is what I mean. He's giving me a characteristic that doesn't exist for me.
Next time you do it, I'll point it out. I'll write it down because I got my tablet with me.
I can't wait.
This is my creative tablet.
What are the things that would be truthful about you, though?
Thoughtful.
Okay.
Protective.
Sir, no.
Caring.
No. Did you not see the examples that I gave for myself?
Oh, those. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't think about that shit.
So not self-reflective. It sounds like could be one. Is one of his attributes. Is not self-reflective.
Nah.
You know, you should be, though.
Nah.
You know, being
like a vampire. I don't even see my reflection in the mirror.
That's terrible.
Y'all, let me tell y'all what happened to me. I got this. Y'all know I'm always on the health. My health kicks never leave. Even when I'm eating trashy, I go through a season of that. I'm always thinking health conscious. So I got this tea, this herbal tea. It's not like they didn't label it as a detox.
It said blood detox.
Yeah, blood detox. I was about to get to that. No. It's a blood detox, but it's not like detoxify your body. It's just like a blood detox. I'm like, all right, let me get it. I'm just curious because we got teas, y'all. We got a whole. We could probably have another closet just full of just teas. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me try this because I do be drinking tea every now and then. So I had the little instructions, and the smell was absolutely potent. It was strong as hell.
Was it rancid?
No, it was just like a strong. Oh, it didn't like. Yeah, it didn't stink or anything. It was just like, oh, okay. So let it steep or whatever. Drained it. Next day, I said I'm gonna try this. So I poured a cup of it. Did it cold because it said, you know, you could do it room temperature or cold or high or whatever. Sipped it. It was. I got a strong stomach. I can stomach a lot. I mean, a lot. Like it takes a. It would take a lot for me to be able to have to eat or drink something that I just couldn't take. Mm-hmm. I sipped it and I'm like, oh my God, this is awful. Not only was it nasty, but it was strong. Like it had a real strong, like it stung. Like it has spices in it, and it probably does.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the first, because I poured like an 8 ounce, like a cup, like 8 ounces. That was like the first 4 ounces. I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to finish this. I said, I'm going to go ahead and do it. It'd be good. I go on and finish it, and then they, you know, recommend, you know, you're supposed to drink this like multiple times a day. I'm like, ain't no way I'll be able to drink this again today, let alone multiple times throughout the week. So I said, I'm not doing that. I ain't drinking this tea. So that was in the morning. First thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I go through the rest of my day. Boys got a soccer game. Send a soccer game. Come home. Everything's good. Finally, probably about 8 o'clock at night, my stomach get to cramping. I said, oh, this is a detox.
It say detox.
Thing is, it didn't affect me the way you would think. You know, usually detox is like turn on the water hose.
Yeah.
That's not even what it did.
Mm-hmm.
Head of movement, stomach cramping. Y'all, this was last, you left on Tuesday? This was last Wednesday. My stomach is still cramping.
And no,
I had one cup of this shit.
You probably need to eat something with probiotics in it.
Oh, probably so.
To get some good bacteria
back
in your stomach.
Again, I said, I couldn't imagine if I continued to put this stuff in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
And then, of course, once he brings up what it is, my mother is like, well, give it to me.
Give it to me.
I said, why? What is going on in my mommy's brain? She's like, is there a struggle? Give it to me. I want to see what it's like. I said, you just want to go see the people in urgent care. Yeah, visit them.
This stuff, I'm sure, would put. If it was something that I like it was something like, no, you need to do this, like. You got a chronic issue. You got it. All right. But no, I'm not there.
Like, I said.
Ain't this stuff. I mean.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh.
Bless your heart.
Oh.
Bless your heart. Well, while you were cramping and shitting your life away, I wish I was.
It probably would have got out of my body. I just had the one.
Bless it. I was in Louisville, Kentucky, with our dear friend Damien, who's also on the live in the chat, celebrating his birthday, as well as I was honored at an awards event. It was actually a jazz night for an agency called Fly Hip and Ageless. We're laughing because nothing says you're older than saying fly or hip, and so first of all, thank you to that agency for honoring me. I really did appreciate it. My soror, Kimberly Bunton, is the owner of the agency. She's an attorney. She represents influencers and content creators who are no longer spring chickens. So to put it as nicely as possible, I was the youngest person being honored, and I think by a lot. By at least 5 years, I think. But anyways, what made me laugh about the title.
They wore white diamond in their 20s. You wore it and you was 5 and 6.
No, I'm older acting than most, but definitely younger. Brescia was trying to come up with a brand under motherhood because she's got, you know, she's a mom now, and mm-hmm. now her life is inundated with mommy stuff. And she was like, Angel, I think I have a name. And she's so excited, right? My friend is ready to tell me. She was like, Fly Hot Mama. She was like, girl, don't you love it? I said, okay, well, are you hoping that only older moms look at this brand?
Yeah, I mean, old ass mom.
And she was just like, why you say that? I said, because there is no young mom, like, because obviously Brescia, somebody, wait a minute, why did Shay say it's giving menopause? Exactly.
Brescia is old as hell.
But I was like, you know, Brescia, she's in her 40s and she had her first baby in her 40s.
Yeah.
A lot of people in middle America are having their first baby in their
20s. Yeah.
So I was like, 20-something-year-old moms don't use the word fly in slang. So what do you mean by fly? Do you mean like moms who fly on like on planes? I said, because even then they say flued. I got flued out. They're not even used. When I tell you, she laughed so hard when she realized, she was like, I'm never going to beat the charges of that you, because Marcus told Brisha.
Now, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Brisha always labeled us as older than her.
Because we are.
We are. But not by like generations. Like we were all in elementary school at the same time.
Correct.
But she always labeled us as like, oh, we are her LA parents.
Yes.
We y'all so much more. Y'all mature. Y'all like we are literally her parents. Like, her parents would come in town to visit and she would drop them off at our house to hang out with us. Just because we married and got kids, all of a sudden now we old. Nobody acts older than Brisha.
Brisha is our oldest acting friend.
She literally, and has been for a long time. Just because you was out here in these streets don't mean you don't act 75 at 32.
She said something on the phone probably last year, and I pointed it out. And when I tell you, she was almost in the point of tears laughing because she didn't hear it until I said. So we were talking about the unfortunate passing of Angie Stone, and how her driver had fallen asleep, and that was the cause of the initial accident.
Yeah.
And because we were all devastated, couldn't believe it. You know, so many black people have an affinity towards Angie Stone.
Yeah.
And as we're talking, it's me, Brisha, and another homegirl on the phone. Brisha was like, "See, they were on the driving late. The driver was driving late." She said, "He probably ate and then got that itis and fell asleep." I think she might even said he probably ate turkey.
What? I remember she said got that itis.
Yeah, I think he probably ate turkey. You know how that puts you to sleep. And I said, Brisha, because she was dead serious. It wasn't no joke. She was just probably like, she was like, in the driver, she said, "Oh, he probably ate and got that itis. He probably had some turkey because you know how that'll put you to sleep." And I said,
warm milk.
I said, Brisha, I want you to hear what your old ass just said. And I repeated it. And she literally had tears streaming down.
It's such good karma. It's such good. Every time.
I said, you don't even. She said, I don't even hear it anymore.
I mean, every time, and I never miss an opportunity to call it out.
I'm like,
it's not like it's rare. Like, no, this is her everyday. Like, she'll just sit down, do some old shit. She'll, So y'all, I said, what hurts? Why you rubbing your knees right now? It's like, I call it out every chance I get.
Yeah, and when she noticed, she can't help but to laugh now. Because I think she was the first offended by that being the label. I was like, you act older than everybody else. I was so glad
she was offended. As soon as they told me she was offended, good. Because I'm about to stuff it down her throat. All of this old shit she be doing.
She now accepts it.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Now she's like in it. Like, she's like, no, this is me. Let me wear my cape.
Right.
From elderly.
Well, because I think she was fighting because she didn't think it was her. And it was just like, no, sweetie.
Yeah.
You sound old as hell. I have never been one to fight that. I have always been more mature for my age. Mature for my age. People have always given me responsibilities like I'm older. So it is what it is.
Just think about so many different scenarios.
But when,
and then her husband don't make it no better.
Oh, yes. He walks around with his mug.
I thought he was older than Angel.
And that baby.
He's younger than me.
He's younger than Brisha. He's younger than
all of us.
When he found out I was so much older than him, I was I said, oh, that's cute.
She told me, yeah, he walked around, he got on his cardigan and his mug.
His mug and his glasses. They just two old people.
Elderly ass. I said,
oh, my God, baby, about to be one of those little weird smart kids because she got old parents. Because she got old parents.
She got old parents.
Listen, I don't know what made me go on there. Oh, fly, hip, and ageless. Yes, so I got, I was awarded, oh my God, today, I don't remember what the trophy said. It had to do with me being an influencer. And it was great. I was also recognized with Derek Blanks, who is a renowned content creator, creative director, and photographer. He probably came to prominence to everyone outside of Atlanta when he did the Alter Ego photo shoots. They were so, they're the type of photo shoot that you would be all about.
I remember those.
Oh, yeah.
They were so dope. I still want one.
Calm and Clapback would be the Alter Egos. And then also another notable that I think you all might know is TikTok Mama. She's the white lady who does a lot of the, she knows a lot of the rap songs. She has a very dope, blunt bob that's white and gray. But there were also other people, other phenomenal people that were, the creator of the group that Marcus is like, if y'all say I'm in that group one more time.
Oh, the
Silver Fox.
I was going to say the Graybeards, the Silver Fox dude. Oh my God.
Which you don't realize, because it wasn't until I looked at her roster.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Why did Shantae say the youngest, oldest couple award goes to? I was about to say, the Silver Foxes is just the more popular group. She represents two other groups that are look identical to me. One is called like the Wolf Gang, and another one it has something else to do with a play on.
Yeah.
They got gray in their beards. But when I tell you these old Negroes
fly old men.
Yeah. No, you can't say old. You gotta say something. Fly no
debonair
jive.
Men.
Yes.
My cellular phone. You can call me on my cellular phone.
But when I tell you these mature older men were dressed, they look great, very well manicured, and all of them, they model. They be modeling.
Yeah.
They like, here we go.
Trust me, I've seen them. I've been tagged in enough of their videos.
And it's so funny because I said, as corny as me or Marcus would see some of the stuff that they do, because to me it is a little bit. What is I think is actually phenomenal is that they know there's an audience that loves that.
Yeah.
Like regardless of our, like we're not their target audience. They know that there's an audience that's just like, oh, I can't wait to see these Negroes get out this bus together as a group and walk in unison.
You remember that one man, I don't know if you see it, he was walking down because people was tagging me left and right on it. He was modeling on a runway, older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the edge of the runway and did a real slow turn of the way them women lost their mind.
Oh, yeah.
He spent probably 2 minutes in a real slow turn. And they were, what? I was like,
that's that
what?
Fashion fair modeling. That's that exaggerated. I'm going to take my time and do a slow turn so you can take all this in. Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious, but they thought it was something else.
But you know what? I do think there is something beautiful about people who create content that you and I might find cringe. I actually love it. Because what
I find it cringe. I know it's not for me.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that they are talking to an audience and do not care about what people not in their audience think.
Yeah.
It's just like a Tyler Perry. You know, there are so many people that have judged that man's content. When I say content, I mean his plays and his movies and his television shows. But he is leaning so hard into his audience. We even think about, we love DeVal and Kadeem. But we also know that they, I don't want to say over-sexualize, but they lean into the fact that they are both very good-looking people. They lean into the fact that DeVal is muscular and that Kay's body is T. So they will do things that accentuate that more. And it's obvious that they're accentuating that more. So to somebody who is not like looking at them for their bodies, it's like, now what is happening? But for other people, they know.
That's what they're there for.
They know, listen, we look good. And that's one of the reasons why y'all are looking at us.
Right.
So we're not going to hide that we look phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love it.
One of the dumbest things I saw, I actually saw this last week. I watched one video and now YouTube will not stop feeding me this shit and I hate it. Dame Dash was interviewing and you know, he was the main one talking about you don't talk about another man in an interview, and now he lives his life on talking about Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Like every interview I don't even know how he gets it out so quick. I'm like, it's like Jay-Z will make an appearance on TV and Dame Dash has an interview talking about that appearance the same day. I'm like, who is setting this man down, listening to him talk about this bullshit? But anyway, one of the things, this clip, I didn't even see the video. I just saw the caption that said, Dame Dash says Jay-Z lost touch with the youth. Lost touch with the youth. Why would he try to be associated with the youth? Jay-Z is damn near 60. In what world is he still trying to appeal to the youth? There are people that aged like myself with Jay-Z. Why would he give a damn what a 20-year-old think? He was already platinum by the time before the 20-year-old was born.
Because some people don't have the type of longevity without having to gain new fans. But there are some people whose audience is so strong that, like, they don't ever have to gain another new fan. Yeah. Their body of work is...
But that's the thing. It's like, I feel like most artists are that way. Like, now you got your exceptions.
Yeah.
Like, you got, for instance, they said it many times, Earth, Wind, and Fire. They ain't dropped a song in 40 years, but they didn't need to.
Right.
They didn't need a bunch of younger people, even though they had me pulled in, but I grew up listening to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't need to find nobody new. There's still two generations of people that would go to any of their, you know, concerts. Yeah. Who did I say, Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
Same, Frankie Beverly and Maze, they actually gained younger people just because, you know, Beyonce redid something. So people got to know who they are, probably discovered the music even more. But I feel like a lot of artists, a lot of artists, their generation that they were putting out music came up with them, and that's who they still cater to.
Yeah. It's very few iconic people that put more music out.
Yeah. When you start to trying to appeal to a generation you're not a part of, I feel like that's when you fall off. We seen Smokey Robinson do it.
Oh my God!
Like that music ain't for you. Like do what you do. You drop something new. Like what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
People gonna love it.
That's somebody said exact same thing with New Edition, because a lot of people can't reinvent their sound in a way that it doesn't feel like inauthentic. I can literally only think of two. Not to say that there aren't more than two. The two that I can think of are Michael and Beyonce. That were able to continue to
build new, gain younger.
Uh-huh. Like Michael.
Yeah, Michael's still doing it. Shit.
Yeah, even after his death.
God dang.
He's getting more and more new fans.
Yeah.
Beyonce, because she's still alive and still loves being a working artist.
And she's actually, hers is spreading in both directions, older and younger.
Yeah.
Which 100%. Is crazy.
And Kirk Franklin, you're right.
Kirk Franklin.
But also Kirk Franklin's, in my opinion, his music, while it was definitely speaking to a younger demographic when it came out, what I will say is that because his music is related to faith, it does put him in a little bit of a different category.
Yeah, gospel is different.
Just in my opinion, you know, y'all might.
I would see it as different as well.
But he also keeps young people around him in his creative crew so that he can discover new sounds, so that he doesn't get trapped.
I feel like he's one of those where the work is bigger than the artist itself. Like the music he puts it, you don't have to know it's Kirk Franklin to be like, oh, that song, blah, blah, to where people would gravitate to it if it's Beyonce or Michael Jackson or Jay or whoever.
It was so crazy. He samples so much old music too, though.
Yeah.
But like Court said, he does continue to gain younger audience members. But I meant to go to another segment and then we just stayed on here. I meant to go to In My Feelings, but I guess I know what has you in your feelings is that damn tea.
As soon as this feeling get out of my stomach, it'll get out of my feelings. Now, I think it's pretty much gone there. Like every now and then, I'll eat or drink something. I feel it's like, what is this pain? What did it put in me?
Well, what's got you feeling good? I told them what's got me feeling good. I was in Louisville. I got to spend time with Damien and Jamie and Nina and My goddaughter got to watch her play lacrosse. Have you ever seen a lacrosse game?
No, not in person.
It is interesting.
Not a full game either.
It's interesting, and I still don't understand the rules because the ref will blow a whistle, but that doesn't mean that you're supposed to stop playing. You have to wait until like the second. But a lot of times the girls didn't know either because the girls would stop and look, and then you would hear the parents, no, keep going. And I was like, well, why is he blowing the damn whistle?
That's me with soccer.
Yeah.
I don't get none of them rules. I'm yelling at the ref. There, and then the parents be like, no, but it's because he wasn't supposed to pass that person. Then he should have a ring around him so people know not to pass it. I don't know what none of this crap mean.
When I tell you, them girls played terrible. Grace was like, not too tough, not too tough on Angel. I said, no, I'm going to be tough. And this is me. I said, as I'm out there yelling with Nina, I said, now see, when I played lacrosse, I was able to get out there and get
get out there. Yeah.
Get out there. It's so, because they have to scoop the ball off of the, but what's even crazy is how they fling it and pass it and they catch it in the thing.
Yeah, in the net.
And then they have to keep spinning it like a fork that has spaghetti noodles on it to keep the ball.
It in there, yeah.
But
I have seen that.
I'm still trying to figure out how much contact they can make because I've, like, they're running side by side. Yeah. And I'm like, can you bump them or no? Yeah. And I think you can.
What's the game? It looked like tennis, a cross of tennis and lacrosse. And the thing is like a, it looks like a big scoop. And the only place I've ever seen it was on Miami Vice. In the opening credits, after the girls walk in the bikinis, I tell you, I got in trouble for my granny because I whistled at them girls one time.
You whistled at them through the TV and yeah. She was like.
My granny. I don't remember what she did or said, but I remember that. I didn't even know what it meant. I was just like.
Whistling at the white girls with the small booty.
Yeah. I didn't know what it meant. I just did it when they popped on screen. I don't remember what she did or said, but I remember the fear that ran through my body. I think I peed a little bit. But yeah, the dudes, they had on the pants. They looked like some Miami stuff, tight pants and the polo shirt. And he goes and he slings it. It looks like the ball goes extra fast, but it looks like a long curve thing. And like they throw that with the ball. Does anybody know what the hell that is?
They throw the ball with that.
With that.
And they are they in the grass? Or are they in sand?
They're like on a court. It almost looks like tennis.
Oh, they're on a court. I don't know.
No, it ain't no goddamn cricket.
Oh, cricket?
Crickets look like golf, y'all.
That's what I thought.
No, they throw it like overhand. And it's like a, looks like a big, imagine if a fingernail grew too long.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Let me turn it off.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Anyway, I done got off subject.
It is. I think it's cricket.
Oh, is it called cricket? Jahala? Cricket?
Yeah. Well, no, this looks like like it's on a baseball field. No, it's not cricket.
But let me see the
it's more like a paddle. It has a little bit of a curve.
Yeah, that ain't it.
Yeah, it's not cricket. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Is it this one? Ja'ala? That?
Ja. Okay, let me type it in. Ja.
J-A-I space.
I pulled it.
A-L-A-I.
Yep.
Is that what? Let me see. See, that's why. Yeah. What the hell is that? I've never seen that outside of the credits. The opening credits of Miami Vice. It shouldn't it be in the Olympics or something?
I don't know, but it defies extension in Miami. That's why it's in there. It's so weird looking.
Yeah.
Oh, new sport alert.
Turn it so I can see it. Send it to me. Look up a game or two of it.
Send it to you.
Yeah. On my cellular phone.
You're so old.
I can't pronounce that either. Halle.
Hallelujah.
Haley. Some of my Tanksley's tried it.
Yes.
Anyhow, what you doing? Stop. Get back with us.
You the one who asked me to send you something.
You just sent it. Now come off air.
You the reason why I'm in there.
Highlight. Okay.
What I guess I told y'all what's got me feeling my feelings is that my head hurts. I think it's from, if I was a guessing woman, from a sugary alcoholic beverage I had yesterday. Because I wasn't inebriated.
From when did you drink yesterday?
When I went to one of the meetings, one of the
But it would have came on before now, wouldn't it?
I don't think my body do right. I'm just be honest. I don't think my body does right anymore. It processes liquor at a different time. It just, and again, wasn't intoxicated, but I think because I don't normally drink drinks that have a high sugar content, I do, my body's like, no. My waist is going in, and I ain't done nothing.
I was going to say, when you first said it about the having a headache, I was thought maybe it was from the oil, possibly.
The oil from what?
The oil that you put on.
No, 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 no.
I told you, you can't do with strong.
I had a headache
before when you woke up.
Yes, sir. Carmack, you right. I need to do it.
What?
Check my blood pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure it's nothing like that. You know, because your girl be, and my blood pressure could be high. I'm going to go to the doctor.
You gonna go to the doctor?
Yeah, I haven't been to the doctor in a very long time.
I know. What's up with you? You better go to that doctor.
I went to the dermatologist.
Don't count.
And they did shots in my head.
How's that? Have you checked?
Have I checked to look to see what it looked like?
Yeah. Mm-mm. It's probably got the baby fuzz back.
It's been had baby fuzz. I needed to be a thicker fuzz. Though,
yeah.
Here.
Yeah, it's got the baby fuzz.
Take a picture.
It's thickening it up.
Now, you know, I can't trust you no more. I could be over here blind as a bald as a baby's butt. And he'll be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see it. I see all of it.
Oh, you record. I'm just recording. That's all right.
Let's see here. Let's see if my husband. Yes, the shots are very painful. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's doing good.
Told you.
It's doing real good.
If it wasn't, that camera was going to have to tell you. I'm like, babe, that looks good. Yeah. Can't even see it.
You got to tell me the truth. Okay, so what's Marcus getting his bachelor's in, y'all?
Yeah, y'all tell me. Shit.
When's she going to get it in, babe?
I ain't getting no damn bachelor's.
What you going to get it in?
Got this far off my associates. Get out of here.
I appreciate your associates.
And can still go further. I don't know if I can now. I've been out of my trade too long.
What you getting in?
I have to go off relationship. Like, no, he's that shit. Y'all bring him back on.
Oh, Mo, I'm so sorry. Or I said, I have alopecia. I didn't understand why my hair was constantly falling out in the spots. Yeah, the alopecia areata.
Yes, I did that.
Oh, engineering. Oh, y'all want my baby to work hard.
Yeah, nah, it's too much. I slipped in the back door of engineering. By way of being an electrician to being a general contractor and having that understanding, they just put me in with the engineers.
Let me think. What would be fun? See, I'm about to throw up. Let me think. What would be fun?
Nothing.
No, that's a lie. I think the okay, this is one reason why
martial
I was
arts.
Like,
<Be fun. laughs>
This is the reason why I say something business, but maybe not a business degree, but something closely linked. You have brands, you got man shit, but you also have other brands that you are trying to get off of the floor, right? And I do think there are certain things, right? Somebody said history. They really want you to make less money now.
I know.
Make less money.
I'd be loving history, but all I can do with that is teach.
Business management? Not.
You know, I was taking business management classes, and then people pissed me off.
Yeah, but we not doing them.
That shit, let me tell you, I did it. I was online. I said, you know what? I can just take these classes, thinking I'm going to pick something up from this and learn something new. So, of course, it's online, so you got to, you know, when you do these breakout of these projects, you got to be basically, quote-unquote, in class with other people. if they don't do their part, it don't matter what you do for your part. Your grade gonna be your grade.
Yeah, we won't go to that university.
That was some bullshit. I said, and then on top of that, I'm like, I could just read this book. Why am I paying these people this money and going through this just for this? I was like, this is pointless. It was pointless.
Yeah, we picked the wrong university. Business management sounds like the plan.
It's not.
Let me tell you why.
Let me tell you why. Not. I'm not a fan of going into debt for no damn reason.
We're not going to go into debt.
Or using up my time to do something that is not constructive.
Yeah. Okay. So that doesn't fall under that at all.
Productive.
You're still wrong. Because while we have the creative part, and we understand how to entertain, there is a business part that if we knew just a little bit better, we'd be able to take so much more advantage of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to Barnes & Noble and find that book.
Or, because we know we're not going to do that.
Yeah, we do. All we got to do is read the damn book. That's what they're going to do to you at the clue in school.
No, that's not. Here. If you, do you write think this. That's all I did at Here. School was that they write just this. Said, read a book?
You're like, oh yeah,
do you
okay.
think that's all they said when I got my degrees?
This is the thing. I didn't do a traditional university. I went to a technical college. So everything that I was learning was practical in my future career. There was no like filler, fluff, or bluff. It was just like, oh, here's hydraulics, here's circuit analysis, here's all this, here's PLCs. These are the things you're going to need to know. Matter of fact, here's the circuit board, here's the schematics. This is what you need to know. Here are the symbols. Learn this, and then we're going to test you on this. Now you got to build this conveyor belt, or you got to build this programming system. All things that I was going to actually use. When I was at that, the experience that I got,
that was terrible. Care.
No, I'm not doing it, Angel.
I can't wait. We're going to do a big graduation celebration.
Angel, this is the tanks. We tried it once again. Angel's delusional.
I'm not delusional. I'm not. I'm really not. Can't wait. Oh, wait a minute. You were getting a project management.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, it wasn't business. Now I remember.
And ended up doing project management successfully. Without the damn hoe-ass degree that they was trying to give me.
So excited. Him and Lil Marcus.
Anyway.
Together.
All make right, sure we y'all come holler at us on tour.
Look for the links. We
support
love
the
you.
Sponsors.
And we'll talk to y'all later.
I'll let y'all later, fam.
Bye.